Brit better keep it, Brit better keep it moving.
That's how keep it moving works. I just read off headlines that are trending, and Hannah either tells me, yeah, keep it moving, story's good enough for me, or I'm bored, or she'll ask for more. Like, no more stepping on Legos, parents. It's finally over.
Oh, for what? Kevin, I definitely have to take this one. You know he's stepped on a Lego a time or two.
It's the worst feeling in the world. You step on the Lego, it's like...
cuss out everything.
Yes. A new house cleaning robot can pick them all up for you. Chinese researchers have developed a prototype robot that can see and pick up objects like toys, bottles, stuffed animals to help you clean up. They say it cleans up before like the Roomba. The weirdest thing about it is it's not like a humanoid robot. It's this like bulky wheel camera robotic arm crazy thing looking like Wall-E, but it can pick up all your stuff for you.
Wow.
It's worth it.
Yeah, Kevin would invest in that.
Yes.
AB, you said Charlie XCX created what last year?
Brad Summer.
Yeah, never forget. Well, we moved on already. It's Black Cat Boyfriend Summer, people are saying.
What the hell is that?
That is not going to catch on.
No.
It is catching on because I feel like it's you. So usually people have been saying that like they really wanted a golden retriever boyfriend, mm-hmm. which is mm-hmm. like kind of happy-go-lucky, right, Hannah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Black Cat boyfriends are AB. They're the summer I turned pretty type of guys. Quiet, garden men with tender hearts. Layers of mystery.
See, kinda that's like, not really me, though.
Conrad from The Summer
like,
I Turned Pretty.
I love Conrad. He's really attractive, but oh my gosh, he would drive me insane. I need a Seth Cohen.
People said they like Carmi from The Bear, Felix from In Too Much.
I could never date any of these people.
These are the guys that people are into now. It's like the dark and mysterious guys. That's
I mean, that sounds like my worst nightmare.
A dealership repoed a woman's car, so she bought the dealership's name.
That is iconic.
Wow.
Yeah, a woman in Ohio got revenge on a car dealership for repossessing her car. She bought the dealership's business name because it wasn't registered and said, give me my car back and I'll do a cease and desist before mm-hmm. I get my car back. Petty champion.
I love that.
Brit better keep it,